Welcome to the In Case You Missed It podcast with us, TC and Dina B, brought to you by Xfinity. Here's our sit down with Ron McGill. Kiss Country 90.9. Good morning. We are TC and Dina B. We were joined earlier in the show by, the guy that knows everything about everything, Ron McGill. And now he has a huge event coming up. It's an annual event. It's the 2024 Feast with the Beast. I always hear if there's an event to go to at the zoo, this is the top of the list.
No question. It's our highlight event, our annual event. It's the biggest fundraiser of the year. And, you know, it's different than any other fundraiser you guys have gone to because, you know, I'm sure you've been invited to the galas and the hotels, you know, the meeting room and stuff, and they have a stage and everybody's seated and everybody gets the rubber chicken at the dinner thing. This is totally different. We've got some of the best restaurants in town that come into the zoo. They set up little stands throughout the zoo. You walk through the zoo. You get to sample all the great food throughout the zoo. There's a bunch of Bacardi open bars throughout the zoo. We've got music. We've got DJs. We've got these great animal encounters where they bring out animal ambassadors where people can meet the animals, and you get to walk around the zoo at night. If you haven't seen the zoo at night, man, it's a totally different animal.
Yeah, I think that is actually the coolest part, to be honest, because, you know, just seeing it in that kind of atmosphere is just, like you said, it's a totally different experience you're not going to get.
And it's a lot of great interaction. There's a lot of great mingling. People get to walk around, get to see each other. You're not like sitting at this one table listening to one person talking on stage about it. It's nothing like that. It's really a big party is what it is. And people have a great time. I mean, as soon as you come in, the first thing you see are all the flamingos, and they're in breeding colors right now.
Awesome.
They're going through their whole dancing and honking and breeding, so you get to see them. You know, so you mingle amongst these things that you wouldn't see in a hotel room.
Tell me more about the fancy schmancy part of it, too, the VIP section.
You know, there's the general admission, it's $250, but you think about this. People say, oh, it's $250. Like, listen, it's all you can drink, all you can eat from some of the best restaurants. You can borrow $250 on four drinks on South Beach.
You're not kidding.
Especially me.
Yeah.
She's not kidding either.
So, but you can get the VIP experience, which is a $500. It's the Beast Keeper, and that's incredible because that gives you a special location. You get to go in an hour earlier, and it's all the real higher-end restaurants, higher-end bars, VIP-only lounge area. It gives you access throughout the night to all these special areas, special servers.
And the cool part is it's not just an event because all of the proceeds and the money, it's going right back to the zoo. This is a fundraiser.
It's the number one fundraiser of the year for the zoo, and what they do is all that money goes to support all the, you know, all the programs that the zoo has.
Yeah. No, we definitely support it. We love you, of course. And we know that it's a fun event to get out in our backyard and support such a staple here in South Florida. We can't tell you how many times we talk about Zoo Miami. We absolutely love you guys.
You guys are the best. I tell you, I've known you now for many years, Dina B, and you're family. You too, TC, of course.
I wouldn't want to,
but she's just a little better looking.
Hey, you know what? That doesn't bother me at all.
I wore the red for him today.
That's exactly it. Hey, if you want tickets, you want more info, go to FWTB.org. Truly, if you're looking for something to do, especially if you kind of flubbed Valentine's night tonight, this is going on March 1st, so you can go and check it out. It is Feast with the Beast.
Oh, and one more thing before we let you run, Ron. I saw you with this adorable, fluffy bunny yesterday, and I was so hoping you were going to bring it in. Where did that come from?
The cutest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Where is it? I thought you were going to surprise me today
didn't bring any animals, but it is an animal. It's a part of a private breeder type thing. And I tell people all the time, listen, rabbits do not make good pets, generally speaking. There are some exceptions. You need to be committed. I've never seen anything like that. In all the years I've worked with animals, it is absolutely... I thought it was a little stuffed thing out of the gift shop when I first saw it.
It looked it.
It looks fake.
It does.
It really looks fake.
Oh, my gosh.
Really,
until I saw that foot.
I know. Just the most unbelievable bunny I've ever seen in my life. And it literally came up to me, was asking for attention. This is very different. I don't want people to think, oh, I got to go out and get a pet bunny because they're just generally not good pets.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, Dina, listen, there's no better pet than a dog or a cat that's in a shelter that's looking for a home.
Of course, of course. But I do want to share the picture because you did look cute as a button with that bunny.
I was just beside myself. I'm not one of those guys that kind of goes, oh, he's so cute, he's so cute. And I found myself going, oh, my God, he's so cute.
You really can't help it. We are going to post that right now. Plus, all the info for Feast with the Beast, Instagram, Facebook, at Kiss Country 99.9. Ron, thanks so much for taking some time with us this morning.
You guys are such a slice of heaven. Thank you.
Oh, we love you. Thanks, Ron.